Manuscript Releases, Volume 1, Numbers 19 to 96. MR, Number 59, Statements Regarding the Oakland Church. I am instructed that we have an important work to do in Oakland at the present time. In the planning of this work, wise counselors are needed. The Lord calls for workers, earnest, prayerful, faithful workers, to undertake that which needs to be done. We need many consecrated laborers to carry on missionary work in Oakland. In the surrounding settlements are also interests that should be cared for, where a call should be given to those in the highways and those in the byways. Strong men should be set to work in Oakland. Men and women of experience should be brought in as educators, and workers should be trained that the work may be carried forward in strong, even lines. God's people are to stand as lights in the world. They are to realize that upon them rests the solemn responsibility of reflecting rays of light upon the pathway of those who are not keeping the commandments of God. Christ Himself has declared, "Ye are the light of the world," Matthew 5, verse 14. We are to seek to be light bearers. And when the light of divine truth shines forth with distinctness from the words and works of God's children, will there be seen any quarreling, any backbiting among the light bearers? The world will see no dissension in the lives of those from whom the light of heaven is shed abroad. Brethren and sisters, as you let your light shine before men, they will see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5, verse 16. A precious influence will go forth as the result of these good works that will bring salvation to those who behold it. God desires that we keep our light constantly shining. 95, 1906, 3. Lessons from the 15th of Romans, October 20th, 1906. In my sleep, I seemed to be speaking before large congregations in Oakland and other places. I was reading to them the words found in the 40th and 41st chapters of Isaiah, and dwelling upon their significance. The Spirit of the Lord seemed to come upon me in large measure. I knew that holy angels were in the meeting. Although some in the congregation seemed to be indifferent to the words spoken, there were others who were making an effort to be free in Christ. The faces of these were lighted up. The Lord was in our midst. A great work will be accomplished by the people of God if they will work in unity and unselfishness and with humility of heart. All self-exaltation must be seen and put away. Truth and righteousness alone will stand the test for this time. We need to have the Spirit of God daily with us, that we may be kept from all evil thoughts and unwise actions, from lifting the soul unto vanity. We should fear lest our eyes become blinded to our individual spiritual needs in these perilous times. Many professed believers have been allowing themselves to become absorbed in the upbuilding of selfish interests. We are now to awake out of sleep. Letter 46, 1909, page 4. To Elder Haskell, February 26, 1909. I am bidden to lift up my voice like a trumpet, and to speak plainly concerning the perils that surround our children and youth. Satan is actively at work, laying the stumbling blocks in the way of their Christian advancement. He has many schemes by which to deceive souls and to destroy the spiritual discernment that evil may be interpreted as righteousness. One of his most successful schemes is to place within their reach the foolish storybook to read, when they need the convicting power of the Word of the Living God to impress mind and heart. God is constantly appealing to the human heart, bidding it to recognize his love and mercy and accept his righteousness in the place of the principles of evil. Thus he has pleaded with mankind in all ages. In Noah's day, Christ spoke to men through a human agency and preached to those who were in bondage to sin. He came to Israel enshrouded in a pillar of cloud by day and in a pillar of fire by night. He it was who educated that vast multitude in their wilderness wandering. Study the 9th chapter of Ezekiel. These words will be literally fulfilled. Yet the time is passing, and the people are asleep. They refuse to humble their souls and to be converted. Not a great while longer will the Lord bear with the people who have such great and important truths revealed to them, but who refuse to bring these truths into their individual experience. The time is short. God is calling. Will you hear? Will you receive His message? Will you be converted before it is too late? Soon, very soon, every case will be decided for eternity. Letter 106, 1909, pages 2, 3, 5, 7. To the churches in Oakland and Berkeley, September 26th, 1909.
We may well fear and tremble for the things that shall be in the future. Many of the citizens of Oakland will be weighed in the balances and found wanting. Would you be of that company? You need now to show in life and character the sanctification of the gospel and a belief in Christ's soon coming in power and great glory. Will you show faith by genuine faith in the signs of the Lord's second coming? We are to bring the truth into all our works. We are to be sanctified through the truth and show to a world dead in trespasses and sin that we are a holy nation, a peculiar people, a chosen generation, zealous of good works. The death of Christ was accomplished to make us genuine Christians through faith in Him. We carry a message of sacred truth, and through the righteousness of Christ, we are to become one in Him, separate from the world, distinguished from it by the features of our faith that make us heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. We are Christ's witnesses. By our baptismal vow, we are under solemn pledge to witness for Him. Through the merits of Christ, we are to let our light shine forth to the world, that they, by seeing our good works, may glorify our Father which is in heaven. Letter 10, 1907, pages 2, 3. To members of the Oakland Church, January 18, 1907. The influence of the prayer of faith is as far-reaching as eternity. The Lord will bless all who will seek Him with the whole heart, and who with humble souls and earnest purpose strive to follow the example of Christ. To those who thus seek to become partakers of the divine nature, the words are spoken. Be not weary in well-doing. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 13. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Let us beware lest self-sufficiency become mingled with our efforts to gain eternal life. Let powerful appeals come at this time from those who fear and honor God. He who labors in faith and humility, holding fast to the promises of God, will prevail. The greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven will be given to the faithful, believing children of God. Letter 198, 1908, page 4. To our brethren in Oakland, June 16th, 1908. White Estate, Washington, D.C., November 10th, 1953.